Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives. Wherever you go, take your faith with you. Now you can experience powerful messages, faith-building content, and stay connected with everything happening at Faith Christian Center right from your mobile device. Got an iPhone or iPad? Just search for Faith Christian CC in the App Store. On Android, look up Faith Christian Center Church in Google Play. Download the app today and keep your faith strong wherever you are. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain, silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight. That pressure. That sense of isolation. It builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today.
This month of May, your faith must move from confession to manifestation. I've seen many believers who are strong in what they believe, but struggle to bring things to completion. But this month is different. God is calling you higher. He's calling you to mature in your faith, to multiply what's already in your hands, and to manifest the very things you've been believing for. Faith is not just for inspiration, it is for demonstration. Faith must be applied to produce results. And this month, you will not just speak it, you will see it. You will not just believe it, you will walk in it. This is your month of manifestation. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Welcome to Faith Christian Center broadcast that's building faith, building bridges, and building lives. Coming to you live from Beaumont, Texas, this moment is not by accident. It's your divine appointment. This time together is designed to build your faith, stir your spirit, and help you walk in God's absolute best for your life. Call a friend, tag a family member, and invite them to tune in with you. Because what's about to happen is too powerful to keep to yourself. Go ahead and grab your Bible, your notepad, and a pen, and get ready for a dynamic worship service and a life-changing word from the Lord. This is more than a broadcast. It's an encounter. So open your heart, lean in with expectation, and prepare to go higher. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad. And I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church right here in Beaumont, Texas. And it's Wednesday night, so guess what? It's Bible study night. Amen. Listen, do me a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button. Let them know that Dr. Sharp is live and ready to go. Glory to God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Man, another great day. And a little wet, but hey, praise the Lord. We'll take the rain every now and then. But we give God all the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, listen, let me welcome those who are in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit is in the house tonight. Welcome, Detroit. Every morning at 5 a.m. and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we're right there on Beacon 3 TV to give you a Measure of Faith television broadcast. And then let me welcome those who are in Canton, Ohio. Canton is in the house tonight. Welcome, Canton. Hallelujah. We're so glad that you're here with us tonight. And then, of course, let me welcome our Atlanta family, our Arkansas family, our Arizona family, California, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, Grand Prairie, Lubbock, Houston, Richmond, Rose Sharon, Baytown, Baton Rouge, Lake Charles, and of course the Golden Triangle area. Welcome tonight. Hey, Carolyn, good to see you. Hallelujah. Aurelia, good to see you. Sister Porter, good to see you. Alvin, Penny, Legacy, good to see you. Hallelujah. Sister Robinson, good to see you. I see all y'all out there. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, indeed, it's a great day. It's another great day. God has blessed us with his mercy and his grace, and I got a little man that's trying. I got a little man that's trying to. He's trying to get in here. Amen. He's trying to get on camera, but I'm not gonna let him in. Hallelujah. I got work to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So hey, listen. Do me a favor. If you need prayer tonight at any time throughout the broadcast, there are several ways whereby you get your prayer requests to us. If you're watching tonight by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right there on your screen. Type in your prayer request and send it to us. If you're watching by way of Facebook Live, you can message us your prayer request. If you want to email it to us, you can send it to prayerministry@fccc-bmt.org. Or if you are technology savvy, you can pull out your cell phone on the mobile app. There's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile on the mobile app. And you can send it to us that way. And then again, if you want to text it to us, you can text PR for prayer requests to 54244. And you can get it to us that way. Then of course, let me invite you to join us each and every morning for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Every morning at 6 a.m., we're up early in the morning seeking the face of God, interceding for others, and fellowshipping one with another. And we would love for you to join us by calling the number at the bottom of the screen. That number is 267-807-9601. Access code 298-581-777. And then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our social media platforms, they can call the toll-free number. That number is 877-781-2818. And they can listen in live to the broadcast. But also, don't forget, take us on the go with you with our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Pocket Cast. It's absolutely free for you to download the lessons and listen to them over and over again. The Bible says that faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then, of course, if you're in the Golden Triangle area, let me invite you to join us each and every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Hallelujah. We're not far from wherever you are. Glory, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, again, it was a wet day out there today. There's rain coming in, so govern yourselves accordingly. You know, the roads can be a little wet and slick, and so make sure that you're driving cautiously. I put it like that. Amen. And so, but it's still, as long as you're here, it's a good day. Amen, amen, amen. Well, listen, I had the privilege this morning. Oh, my God. I had the privilege this morning to go speak to a group of men and women about the book. Amen. Let me get here real quick. If you haven't gotten the book yet, go and get my new book, Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask. You go to Amazon and get your copy. And in book form or in on the Kindle. And you get it either way. For some reason that QR code is not working. But if you go to Amazon, put in Dr. Carlton Sharp, and it'll pull up all the books that I have on Amazon. But get the book. It'll be a blessing to you. But anyway, this morning I had the privilege to go and talk to a group of men and women with Jefferson County Precinct 3. Commissioner Shane Senegal, he runs that precinct. Brother Jeff Collins, one of our members, invited me to come, and even the commissioner was there. And so we had such a great time. Now, it was early. Oh, my God. I have never spoken at 6 o'clock in the morning, but here I am teaching and talking to these men about suffering in silence. And again, we had such a great time while I was there, and so we give God all the praise. Good feedback, just good fellowship with these men and women. I even had a chance to sign some of the books from those who got their copy, and so yeah, it was a great day. It was a great morning. Praise the Lord. And so I thank God for that opportunity just to share with people. Impactful. Oh my God, it was good. It was good. Amen. And so, again, it was a great day. Praise the Lord. Hey, I got a few other things I want to share with you. Graduation is going on. All of our high schools have graduated so far. And, hey, Victoria, good to see you. All of our high schools graduated. And so I always say, those seniors don't know what's about to hit them because, you know, up until this point, Shell, they were under their parents' rule. Okay. Now, you know, they could be considered grown and now they're going to be making their own decisions. And life is lifey. And so I want to encourage them, these young people, hey, keep your trust in God. Find friends that will point you toward God and not away from Him. And then pursue your desires of your heart, because God says that He would do it. And keep your while you keep your relationship with Him. And so. But graduation is happening, and now school is about to end. I think on next week. No, not next week. The week after next. No, next week. I think it's next week. Yeah, next week. Next week, school lets out. Well, and then it's going to be summertime. Now, BISD has a state intervention, so we have new leadership for our district. And so whether it's new superintendent, new board of managers, so everything is changing. So be in prayer for our school district. But one thing that did not change is that they decided to keep the summer feeding sites where these young people can go and get a meal, breakfast, and lunch. And so they could go to Austin Innovation Campus, Blanchett Elementary, Guess Elementary, Colwood Elementary, Charlton Pollard Elementary, Marshall Middle School, Martin Middle School, Odom Academy, Beaumont United High School, and Bingman Pre-K. Now, starting on June the 8th through the 26th, Monday through Friday, breakfast will be served from 7:30 to 8:30. Lunch will be provided from 11:30 to 1. And Beaumont United breakfast will be from 7 a.m. to 8:15. And so there's a number that you could call, 409-617-5065. And this is for anyone 18 years or under may receive free breakfast and lunch at those locations that I just gave you. Okay? So then the Sterling Pruitt Activity Center is having a summer camp. Okay? And it's for ages 5 to 12. Again, ages 5 to 12. There are two sessions. The first session is from June 8th through July the 10th. So I think it's a 5-week summer camp. And for the whole camp, there's a cost of $150 per child. Okay? And then there's a second camp from July 13th through August the 6th. Again, that's another $150. But now, it covers all of their activities. It also covers their food, I believe. You call the number at the bottom of the screen and get all the details. And that number is 409-838-3613. Again, that number is 409-838-3613. And that's for the Sterling Pruitt Activity Center, the summer camp. Okay? And then, if your youngster want to be employed, there are some summer jobs that they could gain leadership skills, build their resume, and make a difference. There's a pool manager job for $18 an hour, lifeguard for $15 an hour, a summer camp supervisor for $18 an hour, a summer recreation aide for $13 an hour, a summer kennel attendant, $11 an hour, and then a golf course aid for $10 an hour. And they could go to the city of Beaumont jobs.com and they can apply for those jobs. And then there's a Juneteenth celebration that's on the schedule, June the 20th at the Beaumont Civic Center. The event starts at 4:00. And our own Christian Bassard will be performing. Hallelujah. New Soul and Black Coffee. I am so godly proud of Christian. Amen. He is pursuing his dream. And he's going to be the opening act for the Juneteenth Festival. I know Aurelia is a proud mama. But anyway, it starts at 4:00. That will be the Southeast Texas Lion Steppers. There will also be Brian, Jack, and the Zydeco Gamblers. And then at 7:30, the Zap Band. And then the event should conclude around 9:00. And they will have food trucks out there. It's at the Civic Center. It's indoors, so you don't have to worry about the heat. But it's available to you. You know, because people always say, well, there's nothing to do in Beaumont. Well, I've been seeing activities just about every other weekend for sure. And so take advantage of it. And then finally, listen, this is one of my passions, to officiate basketball. And so if you want to officiate basketball, the time is coming up real soon. You know, the chapter will train you. You'll be UIL certified, THSBOA, which is the Texas High School Basketball Association of Officials, certified. You get the training. You don't have to worry about that. They're going to train you. And I believe it's the best seat in the house. And then you get paid. So if you want to join a team, call Herbert Sapp at 409-656-8485. Again, Herbert Sapp, 409-656-8485. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. So, Shell said, that's my baby. But I'm telling you, man, I am so godly proud of Chris, because he is relentless about pursuing his dream. And that's what you have to do. No today is not no forever. Amen. And so he's gonna be providing entertainment, and glory to God. Oh, Jesus, amen. Let's see, is there anything else before I get into the word? Listen, do me a favor, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button, and let them know that Dr. Sharp is getting ready to get started. Praise the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we do thank you, God, for this time of fellowship with people of like precious faith. Father, we thank you that your word flows freely in this place, unhindered and unchecked by any force. Father, we thank you that your word is not void of power and that you confirm your word with signs following. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our high priest and that he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. Now, Father, thank you that my body is strong, my mind is alert, and my lips are anointed, and that we will clearly articulate the words such that every spiritual need is met. Now, Father, I covenant in advance with you to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration for what shall be revealed this night. And all who agree with that prayer, say it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter number 18. Glory to God. Let's see what's going on here. I need to do this. Yeah. Oop, that's the wrong way. That. Oh, the wrong way. This way. This way. Yeah, there I am. All right. Well, let's hold up our Bible, make our confession of faith, hold them up nice and high, and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a doer and not just a hearer. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same, never ever be the same. In Jesus name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Look at verse number 21. Proverbs 18, verse number 21. Look what it says. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We've been talking from the subject matter of speak bigger. Hallelujah. Speak bigger. Somebody put that in the comment section for me. Speak bigger. Amen. And we found out over the past several weeks that our mouth is the microphone of our faith. Amen. What we declare out of our mouths is what we believe in our heart. Amen. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Now, go to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We also found out that our words frame our future. You recall back in Genesis chapter 1, where God said, let there be, and there was. God spoke into existence what he desired. And God gives us the same ability because he said, Carolyn, that he made us in his image after his likeness. And he told us to have dominion over everything that he created. But in Genesis, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 3, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 3 says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So God says, what you see what you see right now, came out of God speaking. Amen. And again, he made us another speaking spirit with the ability to speak our desires that line up with his will into existence. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we found out through Moses that when we're under pressure, amen, that it exposes undisciplined speech and could even sabotage our destiny. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. God told Moses to speak to the rock, but Moses decides that he wants to strike the rock. And he missed the opportunity, watch this now, to be able to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. Hallelujah. And that's why we got to train our mouth before pressure comes. See, you ought to have a predetermined response before the pressure gets there. What am I going to say, amen, when I find myself under trouble? And you need to have that predetermined before you ever get into the pressure situation. Hallelujah. And then on last week, we found out that you got to be careful. Be careful with who you speak with, because everyone does not have your best interests at heart. Amen. Samson and Delilah, after the first time that girl would have, you know, tell me where your strength lies, and then all of a sudden she tries to cause his strength to leave, and had the Philistines waiting for him. He should have known then. hey Victoria, he should have known then that hey, this might not be somebody I want to confide in. You know, and that was one of the things that I challenged the men this morning, that they have to find somebody that they trust, that they could have as an accountability partner. But everybody cannot be your accountability partner, because they can't handle every situation that you find yourself in. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, tonight, I want to teach us that faith speaks in agreement. Watch this now. With God before circumstances change, and that discipline, faith-filled confession positions us for the manifestation. I'll say that again. I got to teach us tonight that faith speaks in agreement with God before the circumstances change, and that discipline, faith-filled confession positions us for the manifestation. Now, you heard me give a definition of a faith confession. A faith confession is a statement in which I choose to make in agreement with the word of God, regardless of my situation, regardless of my circumstance. Amen. Now, go to Romans chapter number four. Amen. You have to learn how to discipline your mouth. Amen. That even if I haven't seen the manifestation of the promise, I still have to speak in agreement with what God said. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 4. Look at verse number 17. Romans chapter 4, verse number 17. Look what he says. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, watch this now, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. So when I make a faith confession, amen, I'm choosing to agree with God, regardless of my circumstance. Amen. Even though my situation may not look like what God promised, I'm going to still declare what God promised. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, many believers don't fully understand the importance of confession. And they really don't understand, why does Pastor Sharp at the end of the lesson always give a faith confession? Because I'm trying to get you to train your spirit to speak the word of God. Okay? You got to train your spirit that before situations or circumstances arise, that I'm going to declare God's word over that thing. Amen. Hey, Mika, good to see you tonight. Amen. So in the kingdom of God, faith is not silent. Amen. Belief is not hidden. And our expectation must be verbalized. You got to say something. Amen. And what you say really matters. Because the Bible says there is a spiritual law that you will have what you say. And that's why this series is so important. that if I train my mouth, amen, what to say and when to say the right thing over my situation, then I will have the God outcome that I desire. And God designed faith to function through believing and speaking. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That God designed faith, Victoria, to function through our believing and our speaking. Now watch this. Watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at verse number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Look what he says. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Hallelujah. Amen. So I got to make sure that my believing and my speaking correspond with what God said. Glory to God. But tonight, I really want to talk to you about this woman with the issue of blood. Go to Mark chapter 5. We have to learn, Carolyn, how to say what we want before we see it. Glory to God. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? See, we just read in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, that we call those things which be not as though they were. So now I'm going to call what I desire before I see it. Amen. Now watch this. In Mark chapter 5, we're going to look at this lady tonight. Amen. And then we're going to draw some principles out from her situation so that we can see ourselves and what we can do in our lives to please God. Because my prayer is that it should be every one of our desires that, God, we just want to please you. Amen. But we got to say what we want before we see it. Glory to God. Are you there in Mark chapter 5? Mark chapter 5. Look at verse number 25. Mark chapter 5, verse number 25. Look what he says. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciple said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. So tonight I have four points. First of all, my first point will be negative conditions do not have to produce negative speaking. Amen. My second point will be faith comes by hearing. Third point is going to be faith speaks before your circumstances change. And then finally, I'm going to close out with faith confessions brings possession. Woo! Jesus, I am so excited about this lesson. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's jump into this thing tonight. Negative conditions do not have to produce negative speaking. Now here's this woman who for 12 years, she had this condition And the Bible the Bible says that she wasn't getting better, but rather she grew worse. And on top of that, she had spent all of her money with all of these doctors that she was going through. Amen. So watch this now. And so she had to make a choice. What am I going to say about my situation? Even though it's negative, will I allow negativity to come out of my mouth? Or will I speak the promise desired in my heart? Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Faith does not deny reality, but it refuses to be controlled by it. Now, her condition was real. She had that condition for 12 years. She was spending all of her money. That Mika, her situation was real. But watch what God tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7. You ready? Look what he says. For we walk by faith and what? Not by sight. Amen. We don't deny what's in front of us, but we choose by an act of our will to walk by faith and not by what we see. Amen. And some people say, well, Pastor, I'm just being real. Okay. But you don't have to choose. You choose to speak negativity. Amen. It's a choice you make. And we found out that life is choice driven. You will live and die by the choices you make. Amen. And even though you may be going through a tough situation right now, you don't have to prophesy that negativity into the atmosphere. You don't have to speak it. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Go to Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1. See, when you understand that your situation may be real, and it is for you, but God's word is greater than your situation. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1. And for time's sake, I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. Glory to God. Luke chapter 1. Look at verse number 37. Luke chapter 1, verse number 37. Look what he says. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. So your circumstance may be real, but it is not greater than God's word. He tells us, yeah, it may be impossible for you, but it's not impossible for God. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Woo, Jesus. That's why it's so important that when you're facing negative conditions, instead of agreeing with the condition, that you start agreeing with God's word. Now, remember now I said that a faith confession is a statement in which I choose to make in agreement with what God said, regardless of my situation, regardless of the circumstance. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. Go to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Hallelujah. See, what I found out is that long seasons of difficulty can tempt people to speak defeat. Now, could you imagine being in this lady's condition for 12 years? Amen. And nothing's getting better. She could have been tempted to speak defeat. She could have been tempted to say, nothing will ever change. She could have been tempted to say, this is just my life and I'll just live it the way I am. She could have been defeated and spoke, said, things will never get any better. Amen. Now, are you making those type of statements that it is what it is? I'm just going to live with it. No. If God gave you a promise for better in your life, no. You gotta declare what God says and don't agree with your current situation. Are you there in Proverbs 13? Look at verse number 12. Proverbs 13, verse number 12. Watch this now. Look what he says. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Amen. And listen, I don't know what you've been going through. I don't. But watch this. What I do know is that if I don't agree with the situation, if I don't allow it to come out of my mouth, if I don't choose to speak defeat instead of victory, I'll have the victory. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Because listen, long battles don't cancel the power of God. Did you hear what I said? Even though you may be in a season of difficulty, and it's a long season, and maybe some of you are saying, God, I'm ready for this season to change. Long seasons don't cancel God's power. Watch this now. Go to Galatians chapter number 6. Hallelujah. I'm getting all excited already, Victoria. Watch this now. Galatians chapter 6. And again, for time's sake, I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. Watch this now. Look what he says. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. What you say? Amen. So I'm not going to let a long season of difficulty cause me to speak defeat, because I know that it does not cancel God's power. Woo, Jesus. So watch this now. Go to Joel. Joel chapter 3. Amen. And so watch this, Mika. Don't let your condition become your confession. What'd you say? Don't let your condition become your confession. Hallelujah, amen. Watch this now. Joel chapter 3. Look at verse number 10. Joel chapter 3, verse number 10. Look what he says. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Watch this now. Let the weak say, I am strong. His condition was weakness. But God say, don't you declare weakness, declare your strength. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah, amen. See, that's what's important. That I am declaring, not my condition. I am declaring the power of word. And this lady could have been easily sucked into negativity and declaring negativity. Watch this now. Because she had been that way for 12 years. Wow. So negative conditions do not have to produce negative speaking. Let the weak say, I'm strong. All right. Let's move on. Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Here's my next point. Faith cometh by hearing. Oh, glory to God. Faith cometh by hearing, but it's released by the words of our mouth. Are you there in Romans chapter 10? Look at verse number 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Look what he says. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. And what? Hearing by the word of God. See, one of the reasons why I teach the way I do is because I want you to hear God's word. Because the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, you have to hear the word of God. Now listen, we have made this so easy for you to get the word of God. Watch this now. You could go back on our social media platforms and listen to the word of God. You go to our YouTube page and listen to the word of God. You could go to our Above the Cloud page and listen to the word of God. You could go to our Spotify page and listen to the word of God. Amen. So you are without excuse for not hearing the word of God. Because you know, if we're teaching at Faith Christian Center Church, that every minister that stands to teach the word of God, they will deliver you the word of God. Amen. Because we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now watch this now. And hearing the word of God produces my faith. Now watch this now. So I begin to think about, Mika, I begin to think about this woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. What could she have possibly heard that caused her to get into faith for her healing? Go to Matthew chapter 4. Now, she was in the region of Galilee, okay? And Jesus was doing ministry in that area, and he was performing miracles and healing folk. Watch this now. In Matthew chapter 4, look at verse number 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 23. Look what he says. He says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Watch this now. Verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with all divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. And what did he do? He healed them. Amen. Hallelujah. So could it be that because she was in that region, Victoria, that she heard what Jesus was doing? The Bible says that his fame went all around the area, and the people were hearing what he was doing. Amen. They were bringing sick people to Jesus with all kinds of different diseases and torments. Those who were possessed with devils, those who were lunatic, those who had palsy. And the Bible says he healed them all. Could it be that she heard that? Now watch this now. Go to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Now remember now that faith cometh by hearing. So what are you hearing? What are you hearing about your situation? See, there's a lesson for whatever situation you face right now. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Okay. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Watch this now. Look at verse number 35. Matthew 14, verse number 35. Look what it says. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touch were made perfectly whole. What you say, Dr. Sharp? Could it be that this woman heard that Jesus didn't even have to lay his hands on you, but that if you would just touch the hem of his garment, people were getting delivered, people were getting healed, people were getting set free? Faith cometh by hearing. That's why it's so important with what you heard. Now we know that she said, if I could just get to him and touch but his garment, I'll be made whole. Wow. So now that wasn't, so not only did she hear it, but go to Mark chapter 6. Now she heard it in Mark chapter 5. But watch this now. In Mark chapter 6, other people heard what happened in Matthew chapter 14, that people were just touching but his garment and they were whole. They heard about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years, how she just touched but his garment and she was healed. Now watch this in Mark chapter number 6. Look at verse number 56. Mark chapter 6, verse number 56. Look what he says. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and many as touched him were made whole. I submit to you tonight that this woman heard what was going on in Jesus' ministry. Amen. And her faith was built by what she heard. So I submit to you, in whatever situation you find yourself in, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's a healing situation, whether it's a family relationship situation, whether it's a deliverance situation, whatever the situation may be, if you would hear the word of God on that over and over and over and over again, faith cometh. Amen. Faith cometh, and now it produces in our lives. But watch this now. But not only does hearing the word of God produces faith, but hearing the word changes my expectation. Oh my God. Think about this for a second. This woman had exhausted all of her resources. This woman was bleeding for 12 years. But when she heard what Jesus was doing, amen, it created a different expectation in her heart. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want to change your expectation, change what you've been hearing. If you're not listening to the word of God, you're not meditating on the word of God, you're not getting that word of God down on the inside of you. Listen, if you want to change your expectation, change what you're hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. Go to Romans chapter 10. Now watch this. Listen to this now. That faith entered her before healing manifested. What you said? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith entered her before healing manifested in her body. Hallelujah. All right. Watch this now. Romans chapter 10, verse number 10. Watch this now. Watch where man believes. I want you to see this now. Watch where man believes. You ready? Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Look what it says. For with the heart, man believeth. I just want to do that right there. For with the heart, man believeth. Where is the heart? Where is the heart? Not the pump. Not the pump inside your body, but who you really are. It's on the inside. Amen. And so faith entered this woman with the issue of blood before the healing manifested. I submit to you that there has to be a transformation of your heart. Believing starts on the inside of you. Amen. And until faith is manifested in your heart, whatever you believe in God for would not manifest in your life. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Watch this now. So then hearing the word of God produces faith. And once I hear the word of God, watch this now, it changes my expectation. And then watch this now. And then faith enters into me before the manifestation of the promise I'm believing for. But then it also produces a new confession. Amen. I've already showed you that we call those things which be not as though they were. The more word I hear, the more word I get down in my spirit, the more I give, watch this now, the more I study the word of God, the more I get this word down on the inside of me. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit brings back to remembrance that which was taught. So now I've heard the word of God. I got it down in my spirit. Now I'm giving the Holy Spirit something to work with, and now it changes my confession. It changes my confession because, watch this now, I'm calling those things which be not as though they were. Now go to James chapter number 2. James chapter 2. James chapter number 2. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. So once I hear the word of God, it produces faith. It changes my expectation. And watch this now. Because it has entered into my heart. And it created a new confession out of my mouth. But watch this now. But it also produces a new movement in my life. Watch this. James chapter number 2. Watch this. James chapter 2. Look at verse number 17. James chapter 2. Verse number 17. James chapter 2. Verse number 17. Look at verse number 17. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified for time's sake. Look what it says. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power. It's inoperative. It's dead. Amen. So once I hear the word of God, it produces me to action. It produces movement in my life. It produces deeds of and actions of obedience to back it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what this woman said. She said, listen, it was against the custom for her to be out in public in her condition. But she didn't care about the rules or regulation. She said, if I could just get to Jesus, I'm going to put my faith in action. I'm going to move on what I believe. And so many people are just waiting on God. I'm just waiting on God. And God said, I'm waiting on you. I am waiting on you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I said, negative conditions do not have to produce negative speaking. I said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now here's my third point. That faith speaks before your circumstances change. Amen. Now, when this lady heard that Jesus was passing by, when she heard all the things that Jesus had done, her condition was still the same. Okay? But it produced action in her life. She said, if I could just get to him, this is her confession now, and touch but his clothes, his garment, I'll be made whole. Now, before she got to Jesus, that was her declaration. But while she was saying it, she was still in her condition. Amen. So watch this now. Faith speaks based on belief and not visible proof. Glory to God. Amen. Look, you might not see the promise, but you don't have visible proof, but you do have evidence. Hebrews chapter 11. And this is where the rubber meets the road. Amen. She spoke what she believed, even before it manifested in her body, even before Jesus got there. Hallelujah. She said, I just got to get to him. That's all I got to do. I'm going to declare, if I could just get to Jesus, touch but his garment, I'll be made whole. That's my confession. And before it ever happened, she was speaking it. Amen. Now watch this. And she didn't have visible proof, but she had evidence. Somebody put in the comment this, evidence. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, watch this now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Look what he says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Amplified says it this way. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to our senses. What you say, Dr. Sharp? Amen. See, when you're operating in faith, You don't need visible proof. Why? Because you have a word from God. You have the confirmation. You have the title deed of what God had promised you. Woo, Jesus, I'm preaching myself happiness tonight. Glory to God. Now watch this, watch this, watch this now. Now go to Habakkuk chapter number 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, I gotta hurry. Amen. Watch this now. Faith refuses to let delay silence your expectation. Now remember now, I said earlier that hearing the word of God changes your expectation. Now watch this. Faith refuses to let any type of delay, watch this now, silence your expectation. You believe in God. And you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And nothing seems to manifest. But you don't allow delay to silence what you believe in God for. To silence your expectation. Watch this now. Habakkuk chapter 2. Look at verse number 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Anybody getting blessed by this? Give it a like, a love, a thumbs up. Just hit a button. Amen. Encourage your pastor tonight that you're being blessed by this word. Habakkuk chapter 2. Look at verse number 2. He says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Watch this now. Here's what I want you to see in verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Man, when God makes us a promise and we keep on standing on the promise, even when it's delayed, 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 delayed. But watch this now. Delay is not denial. God says, if you wait for it, it will surely come to pass. Amen. And so now, I'm going to speak what I'm believing. Even though my circumstances are not changing right away. Why? Because God promised that if I would just wait for it, it will surely come. Watch this now. Now go to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. Woo! I'm almost done, y'all. I'm almost done. Proverbs chapter 23. See, here's what happens. This woman, she believed God, and she believed what she heard. That if I could just get to Jesus, I'll be made whole. Now watch this now. So faith created something internally inside of her before the external victory appeared. So that's what faith will do for us. Faith will create internal victory. You'll see yourself walking in the promise of God. Amen. Before the external victory happens. Watch this now. Proverbs 23. Look at verse number 7. Proverbs 23, verse number 7. Look what he says. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's it right there. As he thinketh in his heart, where does my believing happen? In my heart. So watch this now. So faith will create an internal picture of victory on the inside of me. Amen. Before it manifests on the outside. So I see myself walking in the victory. Now, one of the things before Gwen and I built our home, we had an architect design it, you know, how we wanted it. And so before we ever built a stick on the house, we seen ourselves walking in it. Why? Because we had the prints. We had the plan. Amen. And now we can see ourselves internally walking through every room, seeing how it was designed. And watch this now. And until it manifested, until they finished, we had already seen it. Amen. See, when you have the word of God, you can already see the promise. You can already see the victory because God gave it to us. Amen. And now before it manifests, look, I can rejoice before it ever gets there because I've already walked in it. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy tonight. All right? Hallelujah. So here's my final point tonight. Oh, I gotta hurry. Final point tonight. That faith confessions brings possession. Now go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter 10. This is some good stuff tonight, man. This is some good stuff. Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. Look at verse number 23. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 23. Look what he says. Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. So here's what I want to show you. And I got three more scriptures, four more scriptures, and I'll be done. No, three. Possession, if you're going to possess the promise of God, it requires persistent confession. He says, let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith. So in other words, I got to be persistent. I cannot be here today, gone tomorrow. No. I got to be persistent. Somebody say persistent. Amen. Put it in the comment section. I have to be persistent. Amen. Because watch this now. And I cannot waver. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Now go to James chapter number 1. James chapter 1. Here's what happens when people waver. Amen. They don't get what they expecting. If you're wavering and you're doubting and you're in unbelief, amen, your confession is one way today and another way tomorrow. It just doesn't work that way. James chapter 1. Look at verse number 6. Hey, Daphne, good to see you. James chapter 1, verse 6. Look what he says. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So he says, listen, I got to be persistent. I got to be consistent. Watch this now. I cannot be like a wave of the sea, you know, just back and forth. No. He says, let not that man think he going to receive anything of the Lord. You're not going to receive it if you're not persistent about your confession. Amen. Now watch this now. Hebrews says that let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now watch this now. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Because God's faithfulness is why we keep our confession. Man, if you don't know how faithful God has been and how faithful God is, the fact that you're up this morning is a demonstration of God's faithfulness. The Bible says that he gives us a new mercy every morning and that his compassions fail not. Amen. And it's because of the faithfulness of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter number 7. Look at verse number 9. Look what he says. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. God says, I am the Lord thy God, and I'm a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the reason why I keep my confession, Daphne, in alignment with what God says, because he's a faithful God. He promises that his word will not return unto him void, but that it shall accomplish that which he pleased and prosper in the things whereby he sent it. Amen. Now watch this now. Numbers chapter 23. My last scripture. Numbers 23. Yeah, Mika. Thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. Amen. And he is good. I see you out there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Numbers 23. One of my favorite scriptures. Watch this. Look at verse number 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. Look what he says. God is not a man that he shall lie,
neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That's why I keep my confessions in line with what God said. I don't care how long it's been. 5 years, 10 years, 12 years. Amen. If God said it, he's going to do it. If God spoke it, he will make it good. No doubt about it. Hallelujah. Now get your phones out. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Get your phones out and let's make our confession. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Are you ready? Let's go. Look what it says. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will say what God says before I see what God promised. I walk by faith and not by sight. I refuse to allow my circumstances to determine my confession. My words are filled with faith, expectation, victory, and hope. I declare that negative conditions will not produce negative speaking in my life. I will not speak defeat. I will not speak discouragement. I will not speak fear. I will not speak failure. God's word is greater than every condition, every challenge, every setback or delay I face. Father, I declare that my faith is stronger than my circumstances. My condition may be real, but it will not control my thinking, my speaking, or my expectation. I refuse to let my struggle become my identity. I refuse to let my pain become my prophecy. I choose to agree with God. I declare that faith comes alive in me as I hear the word of God. Every time I hear the word, my faith grows stronger. My expectation is changing. My thinking is changing. My confession is changing. I am hearing victory, healing, breakthrough, restoration, increase, peace, and divine favor. I declare that faith speaks before circumstances change. I speak healing while symptoms may still exist. I speak provision while needs may still be present. I speak peace while pressure surrounds me. I speak victory while battles are still raging. I speak increase while lack attempts to remain. I speak life over every area of my future. I declare that faith creates victory inside of me before victory appears around me. My heart is filled with confidence. My mind is filled with joy, with hope. My spirit is filled with expectation. I already see myself overcoming because I believe the promises of God. I declare that my confession is producing possession. I hold fast to my confession without wavering. I speak consistently, persistently, and confidently. I will not speak one way today and another way tomorrow. My words remain in agreement with God. I declare that God is faithful to perform every promise he has spoken concerning my life. What he said will come to pass. What he promised will manifest. I remain in faith. I remain in expectation, and I remain steadfast until manifestation appears. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, amen. No matter how long it takes. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God. Man, I pray you were blessed by that word, amen. Well, guess what? It's offering time, amen. It's time for us to sow our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts of love. Hallelujah. You say, well, Dr. Sharp, how can I sow tonight? This word has blessed my life. And listen, I'm ready to sow my seed. Well, if you're watching tonight by way of Above the Cloud, There is a link right beneath the screen there. If you just click that link, it'll open up into our giving platform, and you can designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you are watching tonight by way of Facebook Live, in the comments section and also at the top of the page, there are two links. The same link. Just click that link. It'll open up into our giving platform. And again, you can designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're technology savvy, you can scan the QR code that's right there at the bottom hand side of the screen. And it'll open up into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, you can do the same thing by designating your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. And then, if you're watching and your technology is having and you want to text to give, you can text FCCC Giving, all one word, FCCC Giving, to 54244, and you can sow your seed that way. If you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button, put in your, designate your seed that way, and you can sow it again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then finally, if you want to mail it to us, you can send it to P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas, 77726. And then you say, man of God, this word blessed my life, and I want to be a blessing to you, and I want to be a blessing to Lady Gwen. So if you want to sow into directly into our lives, you can do it through Cash App. Amen. On the left side, you can scan the QR code for Lady Gwen's Cash App, $GwenSharp1. On the right side, you can scan that QR code, $ Dr. Carlton Sharp, and you can sow directly into my life. And we believe that the same grace that's on us will be on you as a result of you sowing directly into our lives. Amen. And we don't take it lightly, but we believe that God will cause the increase to come back on the seed that you sow. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, once again, let me thank you for allowing me to speak into your life. Thank you so much. It is always a privilege and pleasure for me to come to you right where you are to minister the word of God. I know that you've been blessed by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hey, remember this. We're building faith. We're building bridges. We're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on our broadcast. God bless you.
Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain. Silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight. That pressure. That sense of isolation. It builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today.
Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
This month of May, your faith must move from confession to manifestation. I've seen many believers who are strong in what they believe, but struggle to bring things to completion. But this month is different. God is calling you higher. He's calling you to mature in your faith, to multiply what's already in your hands, and to manifest the very things you've been believing for. Faith is not just for inspiration, it is for demonstration. Faith must be applied to produce results. And this month, you will not just speak it, you will see it. You will not just believe it, you will walk in it. This is your month of manifestation. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives. Well, thank you for joining us today. I pray this word has stirred your spirit, strengthened your faith, and set your focus for what God has in store for you and your family. Walk boldly, believe fiercely, expect daily. If you've been blessed, don't keep it to yourself. Share this with someone you love. And as always, stay in faith, stay connected, and stay committed to walking through every door God has opened for you. Until next time, now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, we are building lives.